Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters saying they are withdrawing to their bases that are east of the Euphrates River a day after Turkey's military and allied fighters launched a cross-border offensive. Kurdish rebels have been a source of tensions between the U.S., which views them as an ally in the war in Syria, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists allied with separatist Turkish Kurd factions. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says that pause in fighting in Syria is better than nothing, but warned that it's not enough. Russia has agreed to a 48-hour humanitarian ceasefire in the divided Syrian city of Aleppo to allow aid deliveries. Grandi spoke with reporters.
It is possible to move and at least give first aid assistance to people if weapons cease. But we need that indispensable precondition. Otherwise, there's no point in doing it. It's even impossible to access the people in need.
United Nations has pushed for a weekly 48-hour pause in fighting in Aleppo to alleviate the suffering of some 2 million people. Somali security forces say they have ended a deadly siege of a beachfront restaurant in the capital. At least 7 people were killed in an attack along with 2 assailants. The attack started Thursday night when a car bomb went off near Bonadir Beach restaurant, followed by a gun battle. Al-Shabaab militants quickly claimed responsibility for that attack. Al-Shabaab attacked a neighboring hotel in January, killing more than 20. The Al-Qaeda linked Al-Shabaab waging a campaign of terrorism to try to overthrow the Somali government. This is VOA News. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is calling for an independent investigation into the international human rights violations committed by all armed groups in Yemen. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations estimates nearly 3,800 Yemeni civilians have been killed and more than 6,700 wounded since March 2015. That is when the Saudi Arabian coalition, which supports the government, began its bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels. High Commissioner Zaid says the perpetuation of the conflict and its consequences on the population in Yemen can no longer be tolerated by the international community. He is calling for an end to the impunity enjoyed by those responsible for the violations and abuses against the civilians. He says those found guilty must be held accountable. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Reports from Bolivia say miners have kidnapped and killed the country's deputy interior minister, Rodolfo Illanes. Government Minister Carlos Romero has asked miners to return the body, called the act a cowardly and brutal killing. 56-year-old Illanes went to talk to the miners in Panduro, that's 160 kilometers from the capital La Paz, to negotiate in the conflict over mining laws. Miners are demanding a change in those laws. They want concessions and the right to work for private or foreign companies and greater union representation. U.S. military says American Navy ships sailing in the Persian Gulf have been forced to fire warning shots and flares after being harassed by Iranian vessels in increasingly close encounters. In one incident, a patrol ship fired 3 warning shots into the water in the direction of an Iranian boat that was approaching another American ship head-on. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency is quoting General Hossein Degman as saying, if any foreign vessel enters our waters, we warn them. If any is an invading force, we confront them. He added that Iranian boats patrol to monitor traffic and foreign vessels in territorial waters. In U.S. politics, for more than a week now, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been calling Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton a racist and a bigot, accusing her of looking at the African-American community only for votes while ignoring joblessness and crime. Speaking in Nevada, Clinton said that Trump had been talking about black neighborhoods in insulting and ignorant terms. A new Quinnipiac University survey gives Clinton a 51-41% head-to-head lead over Trump.
That's the latest world news from VOA.